the plot of Black Panther 2 is like they're in Wakanda and then a dude just comes out of the water.
I don't want to lie to you and tell you I remember the plot.
Dude, that's just the Montgomery Brawl, dude. Oh. That happened in real life. That happened in real life.
Yeah, yes, that is.
The wings on the shoes is the fucking hat he threw in the air, dude. Jordan. Dude, they copied it bar for bar, dude. That's fucked up. This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene,
where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career, no matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too, Jamie 2.0. I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
Hey guys.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
It's us again.
We have extra refreshments here for anyone who would like. So how was your weekend, JJ?
It was all right.
Huh?
It was
how'd Friday go?
It was real good. I had a lot of fun at Stand Up Live. I forgot my joke on stage, my first joke. 3 minutes, a lot. It's a lot of material to remember.
You do.
It's a lot of material.
That's one of the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 3 minutes, you got to get in there banging. Who, 30-minute sets? I don't respect you.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Fuck you, Jonathan Silver. My boss. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
I don't even know what you're... What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry. I forgot to record Dom's set.
The best set I've ever did in my life.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It's aight. It's aight. It's aight, you know? I'm sorry I missed that one.
I'm just fucking with you.
Jake was fucking with me, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm, Jake had
I just kept watching him chug beers.
Shout out Jake.
Jake
Muncie. He had like four of them.
The waiter five. Came over and their shit just clanging together.
Yeah, I looked over when they were clearing the table.
Damn. He bought a six pack.
He had to stick his fingers in each one.
Stand Up Live. Each beer is $8.
Yeah. He's a big baller. Also funny. Hilarious.
Very hilarious funny. Guy. Very funny.
He's going to be on here soon. I think in some capacity probably before he has his own episode, right?
Probably.
He's just too funny. Get him up here. Just let him go. What's up with you, Brandon?
Man, same thing. Went down to Stand Up Live. Finally got to go up. I did forget some shit. But you know that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happened. It was good. Then after that, I got fucked up in the middle of the night. Had a big-ass cheesecake. Shouldn't have done that. Fucked up. Had some talkies with it. Then I was crying all day.
Oh. You ate a whole cheesecake?
Basically, man, it's like... I'm sure what's left.
We're talking about like an 8-inch, 10-inch cheesecake.
Yeah, like I just went to the place, $14.
From Publix?
Blue Mouse.
Oh, Blue Mouse. Oh. Yep, from Publix, man. I kid you not, I went in there, went home, ate all the shit.
Publix does got the best bakery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. It's not even close. Dude.
Yeah. Walmart gets shat on by Publix.
Walmart doesn't hold
If you're not from the South, dude, move here just for Publix.
Oh, hell yeah.
And their subs.
The pub subs go hard, dude.
The chicken is good.
The chicken tender subs.
Oh, dude, everything. Oh, the deli. Goes crazy. Man. Potato wedges.
Hell yeah.
Everything, dude.
So you want to tell the people how we got sexually assaulted?
Oh, yeah. So basically, this is the Me Too section of the podcast.
Yeah. I have to say something.
We were at Lone Goose Friday night after the stand-up live, Mike. It was, you know, me, you, Sci-Fi, Jalen Brown, Charlie Fisher, Jake Muncie, Dan Price. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
A lot of people was there. And we were standing by, like, the end of the bar. Me and Dom standing next to each other, and a gentleman is passing us to get to the water station, the hydration station, if you will. And he just grabs a handful of my ass, and I look over, and Dom's already looking at me. And I'm like,
he grabbed
damn.
Me by, in my 36 years of living, no grown man has ever grabbed me by my hips to move me out the way. First of all, I'm 300 pounds. Don't grab me by the fucking
hips.
What
the fuck?
You tap me on the shoulder. Can I get right by you? And they entered you, right? He got up.
No, he.
Oh, I thought he got up. I thought you said.
Oh, hell, fuck no, dude.
I thought you said
it was outside. It was a handful of cheek, dude. Fuck. It was crazy.
Why was he so comfortable with doing that?
I don't know, but I don't know why I was so comfortable with it happening. I didn't really give a fuck, to be honest.
Yeah, you didn't. Dan Price was like, what are you guys talking about? That happens every time I go.
Damn. Well, for Dan, it makes sense, dude. That twink.
Wait till you see Dan. He's the opposite of a twink. I'll tell you that.
Ex-Marine, dude.
Yeah.
That's where all the twinks come from.
That is true. That is true. I've seen the videos. I forgot what the fuck I was about to say. That's why you don't smoke weed, guys.
True.
Yeah.
I just totally lost my
shout out. I probably shouldn't say his name for the gas before this show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because I hit that shit and, you know, I'm kind of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of not.
Yeah. And it's legal.
It's legal. That's the THCA.
Fucking crazy thing. I'm like, 2018 legal. Farm Bill. Now I'm fucking ready to eat this pizza out there.
But I don't think some of that shit that they sell at the shops that they say is legal, that cannot be legal.
Can't be.
Oh, yeah, no.
I get or like trip harder off of that than weed.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I like that shit hits me harder than weed does.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. At the shop.
At the shop, Cannon Bar and Mercantile.
At the shop.
Perfect. Come see us Monday.
Monday nights. Mm-hmm.
First and third.
We have good times.
Hey, yeah.
We have good times.
And you'll see the host of the mic later on this episode.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And you are in for a treat because, Nico, we don't even know what the fuck's going to happen.
No.
He might flip this table over. He might start dancing on it and singing karaoke, which is really
good.
Oh,
my gosh. He kills on karaoke.
He's actually surprisingly good at that. So, Brandon, anything happened with you?
Oh, man. Dude.
You want to talk about it?
Yep, you know, man.
You
want to
talk about it?
Yeah, you know
they
what?
They saw it in this
yep,
episode.
You know what?
That's still
okay,
not
y'all
uploaded.
Saw
we're
it.
Working on it.
Hmm? I got scarred at work. Let me tell you what happened. It's the middle of the night. I'm talking to these girls, which is my mother, my girl, my mom. No, fuck that. My mother, my girl, and my sister. I'm tripping.
Yeah, it's
right
two
now.
Moms.
Yeah, and then
progressive
an old
parents.
Lady calls, right?
Bone marrow,
or
baby.
Supposedly an old lady, as I thought, saying, hey, why are you playing that white old jazz? You don't play that white jazz. What's
not
wrong with
jazz,
you?
Baby.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, shit, everybody's thinking something wrong with me. I'm playing too much white jazz. I said, what do you want to hear? Play that Mo Lewis. And while I'm trying, because we got a digging crates, man. We old school. So I'm digging real fast. She keeps saying, you let them call you Negro. You let them call you Negro. And I'm like, miss, what? You let them call you Negro? No, I don't let them call
no,
me
I do not.
He said, no,
I do not. I was taking a stand. I was saying, hell no. Nah. But, you know, then I would have probably lost my job. And then she's like, you know why I called you, right? Because I'm a lonely old lady trying to have some fun or something. Like, you want to come on over? I know you get off work after this. And I'm like, you know, not today, miss. Maybe some other time, but no, I'm good. And he's like, okay, blow me a kiss then. I was like, I didn't do it the first time. Second time, I'm like, all right, goodbye. He's like, don't let him call you nigga. And then I found out it was him. I was so shocked, man. I was like.
Dude, but no, after it happened, man. He came up to us at the next open mic.
Oh,
after
yeah.
Mike was like, he told us his whole story. He didn't know it was us.
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come in here to film the video. It's like, Brandon, we need to practice this new way of watching clips up on the TV. And we start playing that video and his fucking face. You'll see it.
Yeah.
His fucking face.
It's out
face.
Now. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's on Alex Aziz episode. But whenever... I thought he was mad when we filmed the reaction.
No.
Didn't you see that?
He didn't understand.
Yeah, I was surprised.
He was it took him like 10 minutes to process what was going on, and the video was only 3 minutes long.
Yeah, I was surprised and high.
Yeah.
He was just sitting there like...
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
It's like watching somebody watch a movie.
Yeah.
But it's just
that
audio.
I'm in, surprisingly. Felt like I found out
minute.
I was adopted or something.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's how I felt too.
Oh shit!
He feels bad for you, JJ.
No, it's like, I feel bad for you, Brandon.
Thank you, man.
That was crazy.
I appreciate it
for multiple reasons.
I know, man. That yeah. And nah, then the next day, I remember my mom. She found out. She was like, "Brandon, were they laughing with you or after?" I'm like, "Dude, no, they laughing with me." She's like, "You sure?" I remember when you were a kid, they used to throw sticks and rocks. You thought they were laughing with you? No.
Damn,
weird.
Dude.
I know, that was weird.
Not only are we laughing with you, I mean, who else wouldn't laugh? You're one of the funniest people.
Man, oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just naturally funny.
Well, like, full disclosure, during the video of the prank call, we are laughing at you.
Yeah,
I know,
because,
for sure.
Because it's a prank. But then, like, when I'm watching it with you, I'm laughing with you.
Dude, I'm laughing at that shit. That was
shit
funny
was
as hell. Dude, yeah. I was like, that's comedy gold, man.
It couldn't have turned out better than it did.
It couldn't have turned
like,
out
better. You can't write
so
that
good.
Shit.
And then to come to find out that Mo Lewis is white.
Yes, dude.
I said,
the
I don't
want
that white jazz. And then he says Mo Lewis.
Stop playing white jazz.
He had on
play Mo
jacket.
Lewis, dude.
Fucking, if he's listening right now, I'm sorry. But
Mo Lewis doesn't sound like a white dude.
Nah,
no, it didn't.
Like
I thought he was an old black dude.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, sometimes you can just tell by the name. Mm-hmm. Walter, almost never a white dude. Because
Walter's a white dude?
Oh, if he's like over 100 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe.
19.
Oh, yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. Jimmy Carter's wife. She died.
Yeah,
I heard that during the football broadcast.
Yeah,
no, that's not funny.
But was funny was that they were like, RIP, Jimmy Carter's wife, 96 years old, real OG. And he's like, and back to the game.
Yeah, that just like swept it. Yeah, okay. Now let's get back to the important
he's
shit.
He's like, yeah, and enough of that bullshit. Back to what really matters.
She was old anyways. Like, weird shit.
Watching people do TikTok dances after they score a touchdown.
That's exactly how it went. And watch the Red Zone channel with Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Chris Hansen's brother, dude.
Yeah, I think they are.
Are they?
No, I have no clue. I'm just spreading misinformation.
That's all this podcast is. That's all you're spreading misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So what's up? What else is new? You got sexually assaulted. You didn't feel my set. Brandon got prank phone call.
Yeah. Oh, I hosted for the first time.
No, we talked about that last episode.
Oh, I'm high, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I host again for the Silver Dollar open mic.
But you are the host now, right?
Mm. Not for Homegrown, yeah, but for the Silver Dollar. I'm just guest hosting. Jonathan's out of town.
And what date is that? So they know.
December 7th.
December 7th. Mm. Come out and check out.
Anniversary of Pearl Harbor, actually. Oh. December 7th. Mm. Nintendo Switch also came out on December 7th. Mm. Two Japanese attacks, dude.
That's crazy. I hope Alex doesn't show up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that joke gonna be wild.
We don't want to have a hate crime going on there.
No, he'll probably be busy celebrating the Lunar New Year.
That is some shit.
He made a joke about it, I swear. I think it's Year of the Dragon.
What?
Year of the Dragon. You know how they have like the 12 animals?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like Year of the Rat, but it's Year of the Dragon now. That's pretty dope.
That is dope.
I fuck with dragons.
Me too.
Way rather better than a rat.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fuck that. Rats scare the shit out of me, man.
What's your favorite animal, Brandon?
My favorite animal?
This is going to be a crazy.
You know what's fucked up? When I was a kid, it was a shark and a bear. And then I was like, man, I want to meet one and shit. But, you know, I told you, man, my little dumbass. But then when I got older, I was like, fuck that. So now, I don't fucking know. Probably a panther. I don't know.
A panther? Okay. Panther's
yeah,
a good
fuck
one.
It. Black that, panther, man.
But equally as dangerous as the other.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah, they are. But I don't want to see that shit.
A black one? Or just
yeah. Any? Yeah, that's a cool one. No race stuff. I just like the Black Panther.
Hell good yeah. Wakanda forever.
Hell fucking yeah.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Jimmy Carter's
and
wife.
They should have recasted it for the. I'll stand on that.
The plot of Black Panther 2 is like they're in Wakanda and then a dude just comes out of the water.
I don't want to lie to you and tell you I remember the plot.
Dude, that's just the Montgomery Brawl, dude.
Oh.
That happened in real life.
Yes, it is.
That happened in real life.
Yeah, yes, that is.
The wings on the shoes is the fucking hat he threw in the air, dude. Dude, they copied it bar for bar,
man,
dude. That's fucked up.
Damn. That's this motherfucking JJ boy. You know, in that Seinfeld shirt. Who's your favorite character, Seinfeld?
Man, you know, it used to be Kramer. You know,
I like that dude that spazzed on stage.
Yeah, they went crazy. You know, crazy ass dude. Dude, crazy.
What'd he say, Brandon?
Man, he said hard ER.
I was going to say, he didn't say nigga.
He didn't say nigga. He's like, nigga.
I know he's not.
Shit.
Huh?
He's not black, but is he a white dude?
Oh, yeah. He's white, man.
Oh, yeah.
Is he Jewish, though?
He might be.
We don't
know.
I can never tell.
I don't know. Italian?
I can never tell who's Jewish or not.
Yeah.
Kramer? I give credit to the Germans for figuring that out because I just think they all
Kramer is the one on the right.
Hold on. Yeah, him. Right here.
Damn. Stretched out image.
I know, yeah.
Dang, dude. Have you seen Seinfeld, though, Brandon?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them just randomly clicking on throughout the season.
Yeah,
I
but
do that.
That's the reason I asked.
Every episode you can watch out of order.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest comedies of all time.
I just had to ask him because you know he wears that fucking Star Wars shirt and he's never watched Star Wars.
Yeah,
also, like three Star
Brandon
Wars
pulled
shirts.
Up to the open mic on Friday in the Star Wars shirt. He's never seen Star Wars.
Oh,
some like black track pants and some black leather loafers.
Loafers,
bro,
and they is big as hell.
Yeah,
though,
man,
black pepper steppers, dude. That was crazy.
Yeah, I was just wearing that clown.
Brandon pulled up. He's like, oh shit. I forgot.
Yeah. I looked
hey,
down.
Bro,
like,
you drove all the way here.
Shit.
And Brandon got some big ass feet.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
He was wearing them fucking U-boats on his feet.
Yeah,
dude.
Size
it's 13, crazy.
Maybe 14. Sometimes.
All right. Spit your game. No, do your thing. I'm going to hit the camera over there, baby. Go tell him what
big
it is.
Feet,
call the radio station.
Yeah, hold on. No. You don't want that.
We took that part out when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the radio station where you're at, but he is Beast Move. So.
Hell yeah.
Beast Move.
Yep. Be smooth.
Keep a listen out. Yeah. Request some Mo Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon's not going to realize it's not a prank whenever somebody asks for Mo Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had plenty of prank calls. Like, I remember my cousin called. He's like, you remember me at, what was that place called? Chili's? I was like, what, Chili's? Like, yeah, I'm finna fuck you up. I'm like, for real? Hold up. What's going on? Everybody laughing. I'm like, what's funny? He's like, you'll see when you pull up and I fuck you up. And then when I found out, he was like just laughing and shit. I was like, how you doing? And they hung up. It was my cousin.
What the hell?
From like, Brent, I feel like you're the easiest person to prank.
Yeah, yeah. You also do seem world. Like you'd be in a Chili's.
Hell yeah.
I'll be in there. Shit, I love I'll them. Be in a Chili's. You,
those crispers, man. Hell yeah.
Oh, the chicken crispers, yes, dude? Man knows game. Yeah. Knows what he's fucking
cheese
talking about.
Cheese fries with that bacon on it.
I say, when it comes to like low end chain restaurants, Cheddar's is probably my favorite.
No, I've never been there.
They, dude, you gotta go. I gotta go. Okay, so this is. Now we're talking, dude. Mm. Now we're fucking talking.
Let's go.
Appetizers at restaurants that they give you for free. Top three. What is it? For me, number chips. One overall, Texas Roadhouse, the fucking rolls with that cinnamon butter. Yeah. I fucked that shit up. Mm-hmm. You can buy a dozen rolls for like $5.
And that's worth it.
I'll eat that as my meal.
That shit is bomb. Do you get the butter with it when you order it up?
Oh, yeah, dude. I had extra butter, dude. I ball out. So that, and then the reason I thought of it, Cheddar's, they have these fucking honey butter croissants that they give you. Shit's flaky and it's nice. You feel a little gay while you're eating it, but it's nice. It's a delicate food. And then third, I don't know. Everybody wants to say like Red Lobster, the cheddar biscuits. But I'm going to be honest, right, I don't really fuck with Red Lobster like that.
You don't like Red Lobster?
I'm allergic to shrimp.
Oh.
So that eliminates a lot of shit. I like
shrimp scampi is the best there. I love the shrimp scampi.
I wouldn't know, dude.
I can go to town. I know. You got to start microdosing it.
Microdosing shrimp, dude.
you'll get over it after that.
I used to get the lobster pizza.
I never had that.
What?
Dude, you got to try it. I'm telling
pizza?
You. Yeah, lobster pizza.
What are you saying, Brandon?
It is amazing. It's like, it's an appetizer.
It doesn't have traditional sauce. It has some kind of lobster.
Like Alfredo?
Yeah,
or
like kind of margarita. It's like a margarita pizza, but with lobsters on it.
Okay.
Really good.
And then, what's y'all's, dude? What's your favorite?
Definitely the Texas Roadhouse is up there, but I would say cheddar. I like the cheddar biscuits better.
Yeah.
That'll be my number one. And I'm always down for chips and salsa.
Yeah, that's a classic.
You give me free chips and salsa, I'm with you.
It's the MJ of appetizers.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like those rolls. I'm trying to think of what else.
Brandon, I know you got some, dude.
I got
some.
Two. I got more than two, but I'm just going to say two. I got Red Lobster, of course, the biscuits, and then Logan's Roadhouse biscuits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I never had
those. Dude, you got to try it, man.
So well, that Outback bread, dude, the brown one.
I never had that.
That shit goes kind of crazy. Good. Now, at Cheesecake Factory, the brown one is the only good one. Whatever that white one is, just hard as shit. Break your fucking teeth out, dude. I refuse to eat that shit. I remember talking about it with Sci-Fi one time. He calls the brown loaves the N-word loaves. And that's what he tells the waiter to bring you. He says, bring out the N-word loaves.
Of course, Sci-Fi does.
That's funny. And then she yells.
Shout out Sci-Fi.
Yeah,
dude.
Shout out.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
We're going to build him up like Thanos in this motherfucker.
He's going to come disappoint. In, dredge just to shake it. When I intro, I'm going to be like, this dude can dunk. Believe it or not, this guy can dunk. What'd he say the other day that he could do? It was like crazy athletic.
He said he can put his head, his ankles behind his head.
He said he could suck his own toe.
His own toe. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because he was talking about, like, when you're fucking a bitch and you start sucking your own toe. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no way my body would even move anywhere close to that.
And I would break myself.
I'm not limber, dude.
I don't even understand what he's talking about. How do you suck your own toe while you're.
I don't know.
Even if you were flexible.
Why? Yeah, what's the point?
But where are you doing it? Like, what position are you
doing? Well, he was, like, standing up, and he did, like, a cheerleader type maneuver.
If you think... Wait till y'all get sci-fi. If you think he did that...
He's built like a gnome. He says it himself.
Yeah,
gnome-built exactly body.
Like. I can't believe he said he lifted his leg up like that. And so, I couldn't
but
he
did
he
do
saying.
It. He did show us. He can do that.
He can lift his leg up that high.
Yes, he can get it, like, parallel to his, like, his torso.
Get the fuck out of here. Maybe the little motherfucker is sneaky athletic.
Yo, Dom, your reaction was priceless, man. Because you were agreeing after you were like, yeah, you're right, until you heard the toe thing. Then you were like, oh, hell nah, man. What the fuck?
Dom's real on board until he's not.
Yeah, it was like, he was on me like, oh, okay, I see what he was. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, because he was saying, like, regular shit. Was like, you know, you get behind, you grab the whatever he was saying. And he was like, you suck your toe. What? Yeah, I'm like, are you saying sucking her toe? He's like, no, you suck your own toe.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not a feet guy, man, be honest.
I definitely not my toes.
Hell no, you're going to get sick.
Why'd you want to suck your own toe?
Get gout in your mouth.
You're going to have issues.
I got rid of my athletic foot. So
I'm good. Yeah, you just piss on your feet in the shower, right? Or is that what
they
causes
say that? That doesn't work. You got to get some real hit. You got to get some tough
ass. Dom's like, I tried it a lot. I did it for like 3 months straight. It never worked. Multiple times a day.
Yeah, try to kill his feet. Didn't work, man.
That was a good Dom impression. Damn, Brandon. Sneak business. Yeah. Dude, the classic. I don't know if anybody else had this. I'm sure Brandon might be able to relate to it. But a classic joke when I was in school is when you would have a textbook and the little thing, it says like issue date, return date. And it would be in there in the first page. People would write Michael Jackson, issued black, returned white. Like that's was good. In like every textbook.
That's good.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good joke.
That's a good joke. I like that.
You know, some fucking burnout kid was just sitting there one day and he was like, fuck you.
Caused the bomb threats.
Michael
and
Jackson.
Shit.
Yeah. Y'all well, nowadays they don't call
them.
Oh,
man, all the time.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, we had a couple too.
My school, like, somebody brought guns like multiple times with the intent of shooting up the school. Mm. Yeah. And then we don't have no fucking metal detectors. They just unlock the door at like 8 o'clock and give 30 minutes of free range to walk in the door. We're fucked, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting ducks, man.
Yeah, shooting fish in a barrel.
Yo, no joke. I think I actually stopped one almost. Because I remember my freshman year. Let me tell you. My freshman year, this dude, he was so mad at these kids. Because, you know, I was in the nerd. I was with the weird kids. And that shit. You know,
I understand.
Trying to find my way. But, yeah, I'm there. And he's like, that's it. I'm fucking tired of this, man. I'm going to go shoot up the school. And he ran to the corner. And I looked at everybody, I was like, oh, shit, let me go talk to him. So as soon as I run to him, I said, first of all, I need your Facebook account. We best friends now, so you don't kill my ass. But second of all, I was like, dude, don't do that shit. Hey, man, text me. Hey, you need something? And he didn't do it. Thank the Lord. I know.
Brandon
you're
Wilson,
a hero,
a
dude.
Fucking hero.
I know.
National treasure.
God damn it.
We had a guy who they would make him wear a clear backpack to school. Because he wrote a list of people he's gonna shoot at school. They found it. They're like, you gotta wear this clear backpack now.
White too.
I'm like, maybe move him. Maybe don't have him at the school.
Yeah.
The clear backpack doesn't make me feel better. Yeah. He's got an entire vehicle in the parking lot.
Hell no.
And you know, he might keep that thing in there, dude. He might have that fucking thigh holster.
Hell yeah.
He might have on a fucking suicide vest, dude.
You never know.
Shit's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, my sister just had one of those recently. She went back home because somebody threatened to show up to school.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
With all these people. But that was black people where you at, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't know they did that. Yeah, dude, this dude brought a fuck. No, that guy was white. But this dude, this dude brought a fucking, what was it? Yeah, he looked like Markiplier. But, dude, this dude pulled up with a fucking BB gun. He's like, look at this, Brandon. And every time I look down, he just opened it and flashed. He's like, I think he tried to shoot me in the hand for once. I ducked down. I just heard, whoosh. I looked up. And he had it. He just laughing. Like Mike Tyson, some weird shit. Yeah, man.
I like how Brandon, like, Matrix dodged a bullet.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Nobody
shit.
Said anything.
And he always brought it. I was like, so nobody going to say nothing about this dude with this BB gun just flashing? No. Yeah, they're weird kids, man.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah, that dude was crazy. I remember my first day, I was trying to go out this girl, right? And as soon as I sat down, he did the most classic fucking trick in the book. Boom! Moved the fucking chair, bro.
It's a heartbreaker.
Even she fell back. She was like, oh my gosh, you okay? Tried to pick me up from the shit. I was skinny then. She could have picked me up. Yeah, back then, you remember, I was fat ass. You seen
Brandon
in the last one.
At least once a day. Back when I was fat as shit.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Dude, I heard shit.
Is that like
mimic my walks?
Is that the worst like prank you've had pulled on you at school?
What, that one? Which one?
The one where he pulled the chair out when you're
turning. Oh no, the worst shit that's ever happened to me that I should have done something about. Because this was a big ass deal, was I was standing up and this kid came out of nowhere and quickly pantsed me, man. And it wasn't just my pants. It was my underwear too. So as soon as it goes down, I just pull it back up. And I thought nobody saw until I got called to the office the next day. And the teacher was like, you know, Brandon, we were looking at the cameras and we had a witness come up and say that you got pants. Is that true? You want us to do something about it? And I was like, sure.
Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, man.
They was watching the camera.
Oh, yeah, they saw
they
it on the camera.
They pulled the camera
too. Yeah, he was like, yeah.
How old were you, dude?
Man, I was in like 8th grade.
It's illegal to have that footage.
I know.
It's illegal to have that on the
roll that back.
Yep, let me try to see.
Yep, definitely got him. Definitely got him.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
Yeah, I haven't been pantsed, but I saw somebody else get pantsed in a epic fashion, dude. It was crazy.
What happened?
There was this guy like who I went to school with, and he's just a normal dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody ever thought anything of it. And then this girl actually, she was like kind of like a lesbian type, but she liked dudes. She went up and she pantsed him. like on this main staircase in front of the whole school. Had on a bright ass red thong when he got pants. He never came back. I swear to God, he never came back to school. Everybody saw it and we're like, what the fuck? Also, we're like 16, you know? It just seems like a weird thing to do, you know? He was living his truth, but the truth can be exposed.
Was it like a man thong, or at least?
Are there man thongs?
I don't know.
I only saw the back angle. I didn't see the front angle. I don't know if it was like a banana hammock type situation or what, but in the back, dude, it was thong, bro. It was Cisco, hell. Dude. Straight up thong.
That's good shit. That's fucked up for him, you know what I'm saying?
He never came back, dude. I'm sure he's alive.
Yeah.
Probably just had to transfer schools.
Yeah, he's probably successful shit now.
Damn.
Maybe. It was Heath Cordes, actually.
Oh, yep, he's good.
He's clear now, dude. On the private jet? Did y'all see that shit? Hell no.
That's what's up.
Or hell yeah.
Hell yeah, out there doing
hell nah for us. Hell yeah for you, dude.
We'll just start, man. We'll get out. We'll get, hey, one day, JJ.
We're on the Honda Accord on the way to Campus 805. He's in the private jet on the way to Las Vegas.
2019 Honda Accord.
My bad, though.
Put that out there.
My bad,
you seen the grill on that thing?
Yeah.
I saw the handicap sticker on it.
Hey, Mike, you better say I want to be
People
can't. We ain't never got to walk to the fucking venue, dude. Curbside parking. Hell yeah.
If my car makes it.
First of all, when we go to Campus 805, me and you always park in the same spot.
I know, that's so fucking weird.
Back. But my favorite thing to do is to sit there and wait for you to start backing out. Because Brandon's driving is so fucking funny.
Is it?
Yeah. He's like, stop, start. He'll do like a 19-point turn out of a parking spot. And you can just see Athena in the passenger seat like, you know, she's just like, fuck, do the fucking thing, dude. And Brandon's like, I'm doing the thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm taking my time. Shit, I don't want to hit a sidewalk. That's why I call shit not a sidewalk.
All right, guys. Hold on. Yeah.
All right. The AC cut off.
3, 2, 1, go.
But what they don't realize is that not everybody from the South wants to accept that Southern part of their identity. You know,
I forgot the joke.
Right. They don't realize that not everybody from the South wants to accept that Southern part of their identity. There are plenty of Southern things about me. For example, I lost my virginity in a double-wide trailer.
Facts.
On an air mattress. During the Iron Bowl. To my cousin.
Hell yeah!
It was my sister. Did you guys believe that I'm single? If I told you that?
Yeah, dude, the worst part about that clip, which I haven't told anybody yet, dude, is when I'm up there, that lady in the green shirt in the front, it was either her or the lady on her left. When I'm up there and I forget the joke, I'm like, I forgot the fucking joke. And I look at my notes and she's like, you got this. And I'm like, bitch, I know I got this shit. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm going to hit it three, four times a week. What the fuck are you talking about? I got this. I've been had this shit. This is part of the experience.
That's funny.
God, I hate white women, dude. Always got something to say, bro. Unfucking real.
Oh, shit.
But that was soul crushing in the moment, too. She was like, you got this. And I was like, I fucking hope so, dude. We'll see.
No, that's why I picked this clip, because you fucked up, which I don't have the skill yet. You fucked up, got right back on. Matter of fact, you got to laugh with the fuck up.
You have to play into it.
Yeah, and then you came back and crushed for the rest of your set.
Yeah, I mean, but you when you fuck up, you have to acknowledge it. True. Make it funny, dude, because otherwise it just destroys the illusion of stage presence.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, like, no, dude, it's like, fuck, I forgot, because that's my genuine reaction. I'm like, fuck, I've been practicing this shit. It's 3 minutes of material. I can't fucking remember. I got to stop smoking, dude. Yeah. What the fuck? My recall is annihilated. But yeah, and then I didn't even know my pocket was hanging out until I watched the video. And the stage lights are so fucking bright at Stand Up Live, you can't see anything,
dude. Hell no.
I look like And that fucking freeze frame right there, I look like Hiroshima. It just fucking exploded. I'm standing 12 miles away. I'm about to be a shadow on somebody's dojo, dude.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Brandon, please play the next one before I get in trouble.
Play the next one. Oh, my goodness.
That shit just went hard, boy.
Damn. That was tough. All
right. I'm glad this wasn't the Alex episode.
Yeah, okay. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
I like to hate things too, but I hate things that are important. You know, like grown adults who chew with their mouth open. Tighten up, all right? Tighten up. Or stuck up dogs. Let me pet. I usually start my set off by telling, you on black in some sort of way. Cause, you know, I know you get
that, that's the end of it. I thought that was hilarious. That you because you do that bit a lot. Uh-huh. Like if you open up with it.
Oh yeah.
The half black, half white joke.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny that you framed it like that in the middle of your set. Cause I've seen you do that joke so many times. You're just like, you say, stuck up dog, you know, let me pet you. And then the crowd laughs and you're like, yeah, I usually start my set by saying I'm half black in some sort of way. I thought that was really fucking funny.
Yeah, because I get tired of, like, I didn't do the joke at Boxcar one night, and then this white dude, Machine Gun Kelly-like type white, you know, he thought he was good a little bit.
I've heard you use this analogy before.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a good analogy.
There's a lane. There's a lane for those type of whites. But he was like, you don't, I had told a joke about something. He was like, you don't look like a gangster. He's like, what are you, Mexican? Like, he was wanting to know. He's like, Mexican, half black, black? he was hitting it with black. but now when I go up there, I have to say, like, I feel like I have to address it. Because I hate doing the same jokes unless I'm on a show, then, you know, I'm doing my best.
Yeah,
shit. But, like, if I'm on an open mic, I don't like doing the same jokes, so I was trying to word it a different way. What I say I look like, I was like, yeah, I know it can be confusing because with this hair, look like I can dance reggaeton or I sell cigarettes at an off-brand gas station.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, man.
My favorite... The tag of, like, that joke is, I look like I either own the gas station or I'm going to rob it.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So true.
Dude. Yeah.
So true.
I like the letter P, too, when you be like, I look like the letter P.
Good. I appreciate it. I'm trying to work on, now when I'm going out to open mics, all new shit.
Yeah.
Unless we get a little crowd, I'll hit you with something. Yeah. You know, you got to start coming out.
Yeah, the speakeasy mic's probably the best open mic in town right now, because there's genuinely people there to see comedy that don't go out to the other mics. You know, it's like a real crowd.
And it's like people are just there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, in Campus 805, and then they can just filter in.
Yeah.
And it's always a good crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
I mean, if I was out and somebody was doing a free comedy show, I mean, obviously, I'd probably be on the fucking... I'd be doing the mic. Yeah. But if I was somewhere else and I wasn't into comedy, they're doing a fucking open mic. Yeah, I'll watch.
Hell yeah.
There's a chance somebody says something crazy. They get fucked up.
And if you want to see that...
It's like hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to see that, go to the Boxcar, because there's no rules.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we should probably tell them, like, with each mic, Boxcar on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Boxcar is like the fucking drunk uncle of the open mic scene.
My favorite.
In comedy. You can say anything to him, and he might agree with it, or he might fucking hit you upside the head. You know, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And then Cannabar. I like Cannabar.
Yeah, Cannabar is good.
Cannabar is like a...
That's the shot.
Cannabar is like a stoner mic.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's fucking high.
Yeah.
Dante has given some legendary performances at the Cannabar, dude.
Wait, grace the stage. Dante,
that's where the weed song originated. Shout out Dante Huff.
Shout out Dante and his weed song. We got to have him up. We hopefully
he's on. Hey, Dante's on the Veterans Show, 4th of July in December, produced by Carson Elmore. You'll see it at the Cannabar.
Hell yeah. Come on down. I'm on there too. We got Dan Price, Ty Funny, Raina.
Who else is on there?
It was Andy.
Ash.
Andy too. And Ash, yeah. Should be a good show.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Anything come see me December 7th at the Silver Dollar Comedy Open Mic.
Hell yeah, he's hosting.
Hosting.
It's going to be a good one because he's going to have roast for everybody. I already know it.
Oh, I'm already planning on it. I'll just write something for everybody, see who the fuck shows up, dude.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good one, too. Everybody, that's the one most people come to.
Yeah, but I do have to, like, do Jonathan's job, which Jonathan does a lot in terms of promoting. So, like, I have to go grab people and seat them and shit. I have to be, like, a real fucking host, dude.
Oh, wow.
That's good practice.
Yeah, man. That is good practice. Because you're going to be a host one day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I can't wait to see it because I missed the time you host on last week.
Same. Yeah, that one was easier, though, because it's a show and, like, some people are doing, like, 10, 15 minutes and Jonathan does 30. Mm-hmm. The funniest part about when I hosted that was at the very end when Jonathan finished his set and said, bring him back up your host. And I was like, I got to go up there again. I was like, and he was walking off stage. I was like, what the fuck do I say? I don't know what to say. He's like, oh, the tip jar and thank him for coming out and everything. It's like, yeah, okay. And I went up there, and he brings a hat, like an old-school, like, bowling hat, you know? And he gave it to me, and I went up there, and I'm like, all right, I'm about to beg y'all for money now. And just held it out. Nobody laughed.
That's the best.
And I was like, thanks for coming. Means a lot.